It's time for tipping round 14. Joining us on the phone, AFL and Geelong great Buddha Hocking. Good morning, Buds.
Good morning, Millie, and good morning, Mark. How are you both?
Good morning, Buddha.
We're terrific. Thank you for asking. We need to get straight into it. We can't dilly-dally today, so we're going to go straight to tonight's game here at GMHBA Stadium. Third on the ladder, Geelong taking on the Bulldogs second. Who do you like?
Yeah, a lot at stake, Millie, because if the Dogs win, they can go to first place on percentage and overtake Melbourne. But if the Cats can get up, I think they can sneak into equal second. So there's a fair bit on offer here. It's been called the three-headed monster, really, the three forwards, Hawkins, Cameron and Rowan. Mm. Throw Dangerfield in there as well, who might be the tail to the monster. But they have kicked 59 goals in the last seven games. So a big ask for the Dogs. We know it's going to be wet and slippery. I think the Cats can beat the Dogs and keep moving up the ladder.
All right.
What a cracking. In front of 7,000 people. Better than nothing, hey, Buddha?
Better than zero, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's move on to tomorrow. There's only five games this weekend because half the thing's got a bye. Gold Coast and Port were at Metricon Stadium.
Yeah, the big one here for Port Adelaide after last week's loss against the Cats is Lysette's back for their midfield. I think they've really miss him around the midfield. Wines and co. really have relied on Lysette's dominance. But I just think that the Gold Coast, I don't know, a little bit smelly at the moment. I'm not sure what's happening with the Gold Coast at the moment. They've looked promising in some games early on the year, but I expect Port Adelaide to go up there and be professional and with the experience and win that game.
All right, Saturday Arvo, Buddha, you've got your chicken chips and your Coke Zero, Blundstone Arena, North and Brisbane. This is going to be a cracker, isn't it? Who do you like?
Yeah, North competitive last week and Noble will be happy. Brisbane, I just want to take you through Fagan. 39 games, what an appointment. 39 games from wins from the past 55. So that's a great coaching appointment.
Mm.
And I reckon he can get to 40, okay? So considering, Millie, he lost his first 9 out of 10 when he took over in 2017. So I'm tipping Brisbane to keep Fagan's record spiralling.
Beautiful.
It'll be a rude shock for the weather when the Brizzy boys go down there. Sydney, we've got GWS and Carlton's tomorrow night.
Yeah, this is, I don't know, this is a game that, where I just think you fall asleep, I think. So you get everything done.
Right.
You get a blankie and you put the header on and you fall asleep. They were lucky last week, the Giants, snoozing, lackluster. And the Blues, I don't think they've been any good since 1995. Let me just take you through. Let me just take it quickly. In round 15 last year, 2020, this game was 48 points to 39. So go and have a snooze, but I'm thinking of the Giants.
God,
the Giants for you. And finally, Sunday, the Hawks v Essendon in Lonnie, down in Launceston, 3:20. Who do you like there?
Well, it suits Hawks because they play a lot of footy down there, Millie. Great win over Sydney last week. Merritt has just signed a six-year deal. Well done to him. They've got eight ins. Essendon, but I'm loving Parrish in the midfield. About time they gave him some midfield time. Devin Smith's back. He adds real class to the forward line. And 2 metre Peter is back in as well. So tipping Essendon.
Essendon, beautiful. Buddy, you have a great weekend. Thank you. Local footy's back. Good luck to you St. Joey's boys. And we shall talk Monday.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.